May I have your attention, please?
Your attention, please?
Greetings and welcome to Attention, Please. KPTZ airs Attention, Please 3 times each week to draw our attention to the good work being done towards a well-informed and more resilient community. I'm Phil Andrus. The topic of this week's Attention, Please is the Rhododendron Festival, affectionately called Rhody by those of us who live around here. It begins on Wednesday, May 18th, and runs, walks, dances, and just generally cavorts through May 22nd. With me are Mary Baker Crozier, Committee Vice President, Lane Amberson, Fundraising Committee, Melanie Bozak, Grand Parade Chair, and Wyatt Ransom, Fundraising Committee, and the Bed Race Chair. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Yep.
So one by one, tell us your individual role in making Rhody happen and why individually Rhody is important to you. We'll start with Mary.
Well, thanks, Phil. My role basically is as vice president to back up Rita Hubbard, our president, to attend all the meetings and to be on all of the committees as needed. I was born and raised in Port Townsend, so the Rhododendron Festival is near and dear to my heart.
And how many hours a week does that amount to for you then? I would think quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few right now. A lot of it is computer work.
Okay, and how about Lena?
My name is Lena Amerson. I joined the Rhody volunteers when there was a call to action, when they said, we need more help. I also was born and raised in Jefferson County. In fact, neighboring to Phil, our host. I feel Rhody is an important aspect of our community, and I want to help make sure it gets brought into the future. It's a great celebration of our town and the people who live in it.
So, Lena, you are the youngster in this group, I think. And that's good to see that younger people and, for that matter, everyone is getting involved. But what did you do as a younger person when you, in fact, were my neighbor? What did you do at Rhody when you were a kidlet?
As much as I could. My favorite was the pep parade, for sure. I definitely conned a lot of kids into joining the pep parade and dressing up some really unsuspecting pets. I also found some pictures recently of our other neighbors, Greta Gone and Emily Gone, dressing up as Peter Pan and Captain Hook. I think Greta was Tinkerbell. And so it was a great opportunity to dress up in costume and parade around our town.
And Melanie Bozak, how about yourself?
So I came to Port Townsend in 1984, and within a couple of years decided that Rhody was so much fun, and I was watching everyone enjoy themselves as they were working so hard, that I wanted to get involved. So I've been involved in Rhody since 1987 on the board as president, as every chair of every committee, everything that we do. I like to say that my blood runs pink because I love Rhody. My husband built the floats for about 20 years and we traveled them all over the Northwest. So for me, Rhody is all things community. I think that it's just the best celebration I've ever seen. Wonderful small town America, kind of a feel to it that people love to come home and see each other and participate and have a family reunion and a party or two or more.
Well, Melanie, if my math is correct, that's 35 years or so.
That's correct, although I did take about the last 5 or 6 years, I think, off, thinking that, okay, I did my part and I was getting just a little older and crotchety and, you know, that sort of thing that happens in my day, you know. Didn't need to be doing that any longer. So I took a break. And then when the call went out this year, my friend Mary Crozier, my sister, if you will, called me and says, hey, Mel, we need some help. So why don't you get involved? And my friend Rita said, Mel, we need a Grand Parade Chair. And you've done everything in Rhody. And I said, I've never been Grand Parade Chair. So for me, the parade is the culmination and just the everything celebrating the whole week.
Melanie, I think you've identified accidentally, perhaps, the closing theme, which is, I love a parade.
Oh, yeah. I love a parade and celebration. Oh, yeah.
Lastly is Wyatt Ransom. What brings you to Rhody? Well, what's your job here? And what does Rhody mean to you?
Grew up on Marison Island. I've known of the Rhody Festival in Port Townsend. I moved away for a while and came back. And during one of our American Legion meetings, we heard that the Rhody Festival Board needed help. And all of us, the American Legion, knew that we couldn't let the town not have Roadie Fest, or couldn't let Roadie Fest fall apart. So we jumped on board to help out, and we're glad that we had other veterans from Roadie Festival come on board, because it's way more complex than what I thought I'd jump on. Just knowing what the value of it is to the town is what I believe mattered most to getting involved with it to me. So my role is I got tasked originally with fundraising, which I got tasked with the bed races, which neither of the two are perfect in my wheelhouse, but I'll take a challenge and try to make it happen.
General question, you're going to have to decide who answers this one, or starts it off anyway. In all of its nearly 90 years of celebrating, Roadie has been canceled only twice, for World War II and then for COVID. Now Roadie is returning, and after, I'm going to say, 1.5 years of being canceled, that is, it seems like last year there was kind of a Roadie, but not totally. This year it's the full show. What concessions are you making, if you're making any, to the relentless curse of COVID?
If I can start this out, I won't talk about the COVID part, but I do want to say from the beginning of your question that Roadie was not canceled during the war. They held minimal get-togethers in darkness, apparently, as I hear the history. We were canceled altogether in 20, but there was something that the board decided, we're going to keep those numbers going anyway. So it's 87 years is quite a string there. So.
And actually, that matter of World War II is something I took off your website. So maybe you want to look into that. Back to the question, what concessions, what adjustments are you making for COVID? I say this for the people who are listening who will be deciding whether or not to participate.
I'll take a little bit of stab at that. We're basically following the guidelines of Jefferson County. And right now, the cases are on the high side, so it is recommended to go back to wearing masks. You know, it's not required, but it is recommended to go back wearing masks if you're indoors and stuff. Most of our events, luckily, happen outside.
So you're following Jefferson County standards, and you know what they are, and you'll be posting around various events. So we who may come to Roadie will know that we're being looked after and being encouraged to look after ourselves. The history of Roadie, 87 years. I heard that number just a moment ago. Why and how did it come into being? That's a long time ago. I'm not even that old myself.
Back in 1935, Clive Buttermere, one of the local guys, was involved with Hearst. And he loved all the wild Roadies that were growing all over Jefferson County. And he wanted to get some sort of a quick documentary done. So with his connections, he brought some folks to town that did that. And in the process, selected a beautiful girl to be featured in the film. Thus, the next year is when they said, oh my gosh, we have to keep this going. And so that's how the Rhododendron Festival came to be. For a few years, it was some local folks that were doing that, as I understand it. And I know this isn't in the written history for some reason, but the Legion came along quite early and actually got the festival registered with the state. And got the name therefore saved, if you will.
Aside from the years when Roadie doesn't happen at all, which is, we know now, only a COVID year, it seems like Roadie never changes. It's the same year after year after year. I'm wondering, first, if that's a good thing for it to stay that way, if it's important to maintain traditions. And one more question, by the way, didn't get to that. If you ever contemplate major changes?
In the history of Roadie, there's been so many different events over the years. So it hasn't always been the same thing. We've just seen the same thing the last 20 years or so. But many events have been added and subtracted over the years. And so we're left with the fan favorite right now. I think that there's always an option to add things in the future.
I think it's important to maintain some traditions, but also to expand it and make it more inclusive of different cultures and different people. We have a huge marine boating community here. I think we were trying to discuss like a paddleboard races out in front of the docks on the waterfront, or just other events that bring more attention to the town and stuff. So we're definitely going to expand. I can promise you 2023 is going to be bigger. We've already...
And you talk about getting out on the water for new activities?
Yes, sir, exactly. We need to be inclusive of everything that we have in Port Towns and all our environments as far as water, land, kinetics. A lot of people talk about that, and I think that's good to have that back in there and then expand it more on the water and stuff, including everyone.
I would add that there have been, as Lena mentioned, a number of different events that occurred, many of them surrounding children, which I think is really important to give our children a lot of focus during a festival like this. But I love the idea of expanding into new ways. For a long time before my time, there were street dances, and they had the Queen's Ball when the Queen was selected for coronation. I recall when we first came to town in the 80s, there was a keg toss. The Rainier Beer folks sponsored the keg toss, the Lundgren's Brewing, if you will, I think they were called. That was fun because that was adults, of course, and they had this pony keg they were tossing around. It was women did it, men did it. It was quite fun. You know, the focus on children has always been kind of Rhodey's heritage, I think.
So talking about events, I'm looking at your website again, and I'm betting it's pretty accurate in this respect. The first event that I'm seeing is trike races. That sounds like a kid's event for sure. Can you describe that for me, please?
Trike races are for ages 1 through 6. And if you can just imagine a little one-year-old just barely learning to toddle around and trying to push a trike or a push bike, the parents are out there getting them lined up and ready to go and stay right here. And then the dad or the mom goes down to the other end and they're like, come on, come on, come on, during the races. And it's just adorable. Some of them come all decorated up and they get a prize for the best decorated. And it's just fun, fun, fun.
So you don't have nurses at every door, but maybe you have a few Band-Aids around just in case?
Well, we hope that there's a first aid kit nearby, yes. We also allow bikes as long as they have training wheels for each race as they get older.
And I read, registration begins at 5 p.m. Don't be late. And the next event is the very much popular pet parade.
It's where I started, and it's a fun, fun thing, too, that over the years, it used to be just lots of children in costumes and with their pets. We've even had pet rocks. We've had all kinds of fun, interesting pets, if you will. Lots of birds, chickens, you know, things like that that are not the normal pet. Everything you can think of. And we have them segregated by classification. So we have like small dogs, large dogs, cats, farm animals, you know, just a variety of areas. And then there's the other category for the rocks and the other kinds of things. That actually starts out fairly organized. We have the scouts kind of separating the units and all that. And then all of a sudden, the parade starts and it's like, whoosh, they're down the street and they're done. And that takes place up on Lawrence Street. Lines up in front of the library area, I believe, and then it goes to the rec center.
The next day, as if we haven't had enough children, yeah. The next day is the kiddies parade.
It's not kid dependent. We certainly, anybody can join the pet parade with a pet, imaginary or real.
It's now become, or as many adults as there are children.
Thank you for that. Let's get on to the kiddies parade, and then we'll get to the bed races, and that's Wyatt's effort, but first the kiddies parade. I remember lots of those kiddies parades. I think I went with my kiddies in the kiddies parade a time or three. Special costumes, everybody decorated up fairly well, except parents like me, of course. When is the kiddies parade and what are the guidelines? Melanie, I think it's you again.
Kiddie parade has been sponsored by and run by the Kiwanis Club for an extremely number of years. I mean, it's like at least 30 to 40 years that Kiwanis has been running that kiddies parade. Or I should say putting it on and sponsoring it. So we have multiple sponsors now. But anyway, it's basically, as you said, it's lots of costumes, categories. What's different about the kiddies parade over the pet parade is not only does it not involve the animals specifically, but it's full of like the people who do daycare and some of the schools. And it actually has the middle school marching band as opposed to the high school band and no bands at the other. So that's fun. And that, too, gets to be kind of a rush down the street as they move forward. But it's a little more controlled than the pet parade is. So.
Okay, now I want to get to the hair and the beard contest. I want you to look at me, all of you. Look at my beard. Don't look at my hair because there isn't much of it there. But look at my beard. Tell me if I have a chance.
Maybe for finely groomed.
I was just going to say the same thing.
It's not very long, so you wouldn't be in the longest beard. Or the most decorative.
Maybe, Phil, if you could get a little wax in there and really get it tidy.
Lena, you always were sassy as a youngster, too.
You could take that mustache and do a little handlebar look, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't have the hairs in the... Well, I do have time to perhaps, I don't know, maybe I could fertilize it somehow. Wyatt Ransom.
Add some color to it, maybe.
I should not have brought this up at all. Wyatt Ransom, tell us about the bed race. That's the one event for sure that will be in the leader.
We have a lot of interest going right now. a lot of businesses are coming on board. And we're also open to other groups, churches, farms, families who want to participate. And there's no registrations required to shine up with a or show up with a bed that falls within the rules. It has to have a headboard, a footboard, a mattress, and then at least a passenger who weighs 100 pounds, which they will be weighed. And then all four wheels got to be 12 inches, and you got to have four pushers. As long as you fall within those rules, you can show up with your bed and participate in a bed race.
Wyatt, have you guys talked about having younger people be on the bed to keep that weight down? Because that never was allowed before. I'm curious where we're at.
As far as I know, they just said passenger weights 100 pounds, however old they are.
And now, I love a parade, and I mean the Grand Parade. Will there be marching bands in the Grand Parade?
There will be some. Right now, we don't have a lot, because I think what's going on is that we just don't have the schools traveling yet like they have in the past. But we were known as a band parade for a long time because we had a surplus of bands. We hardly had enough units between the bands to be able to have them not overlapping each other. So I do see on the list that there are several schools represented so far.
And there'll be fancy cars and maybe a few horses?
Well, usually there are at least one entry of horses. I'm not sure if we have received any yet this year.
Hey, Melanie, is it possible for you to talk or Mary about how to get into the parade?
Yeah, our website has the parade application on it. They can go ahead and just download that and mail it in. They can also contact Melanie right away, either, you know, email or phone. Let her know that they're interested in being in the parade.
So it sounds like things are still pretty wide open as far as entrance. I'm recording this interview on the 9th of May, and Rhodey is, golly, it's next week, isn't it? So it's good. People who are listening will hear this first on Monday. Maybe they still will have a chance to get into one of the parades, maybe even the Grand Parade. It's pretty exciting to think about that. My next question is, what is the cost in terms of money of putting on the Rhodey Festival? And how many volunteers do you have? So first part is money, and the second part is volunteers. And with respect to volunteers, how many do you wish you had?
The biggest expense that Rhodey comes up with or is up against is the insurance policy, the liability policy. Total cost of the Rhodey Association for housing, rental, storage, and the insurance policy is about $40,000 a year, just under $40,000 a year. The expenses often include to take the float to other places and promote Port Townsend to other places along the I-5 corridor, as well as the Irrigation Festival and the other festivals around on the peninsula. In looking through the expenses, they're all pretty small expenses, but they all add up. And then, of course, one of the larger expenses are the scholarships for the Rhodey royalty.
And how much have you raised so far?
Sure, great question. Total amount we need is $40,000. We've raised so far is $27,000.
So you are in a major fundraising mode.
Well, with the exception that a lot of the expenses we would normally have, such as traveling the float, things like that, aren't happening this year because of a combination of people can't get a vehicle and money.
Nevertheless, I need one of you to say, please send money.
Yes, definitely.
To keep us going,
we need money.
It's a tight economical season for everyone in the community, and just coming through COVID, it's a difficult year for everyone. I want to say I'm extremely overwhelmed with how much financial support has been offered up. First of all, many, many people have given up outstanding donations, even with the financial hardships that they're under. So the community has definitely spoken with their wallets and purses that they want Rhodey Fest to happen, and they've put every effort forward. So without any doubt, we're grateful for what we have gotten, and it's just the community's spoken with their money. We still need donations, but we're really happy with how forward the community's come for so far.
And there will be a Rhodey Festival. How can people donate?
So we have a few things going on. I know we have some containers around town where you can drop your change or larger in, and that gets picked up. And then we have just plain bring a check to the post office and put it in P.O. Box 766, Port Townsend, and that'll get to us. We have some plans to have buckets going down the parade route this year for catching some donations. Sponsors have been going on with Lena and some others doing a fantastic job of getting some money to us. So that'll continue, I'm sure.
Well, they also have a GoFundMe page set up.
GoFundMe,
and
you said.
The GoFundMe page can be found on the top of the Port Townsend community page. It's pinned to the top, so you can always find it pretty quickly at the Port Townsend community page.
I'd like to express, I mean, every $5 donation counts. We don't, if everyone contributed $5 each, that'd be phenomenal. We don't, I mean, $500, $250 donations are fine. That's obviously not in everyone's capabilities and stuff like that, but $5, you know, it's almost less than a gallon of gas now. You can't really do much in the world with $5 anymore, but any $5 donation is welcome from anyone too.
You need money, of course. We've established that, and we can certainly understand why. But you also need volunteers. How well are you fixed for volunteers? And if one of our listeners or a dozen of our listeners to this show on a Monday before Rhody, what can they do? How can they find you? What kind of tasks might be assigned to them?
Well, I would like to add or start out by saying that I am overwhelmed with how many people stepped up because of the call for help going out. I believe that we have more people coming to meetings and getting involved than we've had in the entire 35 years I've been involved. I mean, I think that it's fabulous the way people are stepping up. However, having said that, that goes on. And we need people, as you said, Phil, that are interested in being involved, that are happy to do it for a year or for a few years. And I think that hopefully we'll keep a lot of the people that are coming to the meetings, but that we can invite even more. We still need a few people to help on parade day. If people are interested in helping with what we call the backfield, that's where everybody's lined up and waiting their turn to go down the street, and with parade marshals, things like that, we can still use their help and can get in touch with us through the email or the website. I'm not sure about the other events. I think they're fairly well staffed, but it's one of those things where sometimes you just can't have enough people to carry the load. Somebody that you can just say, hey, by the way, you're standing right there. You're a volunteer. Could you go do this? You know, whatever. So
your website is a place to volunteer?
Actually, our Facebook page has a form that you can fill out to volunteer. We're also having weekly meetings at the Legion, 6:30 on Tuesdays, if you want to just show up to that meeting, and we'll sign you up.
And I will say for those who are listening who don't catch that kind of information, you can write to me at cats, C-A-T-S, at kptz.org, and I will send you in the right direction. I would imagine there are people you can thank, both for the work that they've done and for the money they've donated.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had a lot of organizations throughout the years, the history of Rhody, who have stepped up in a large way, Safeway, the Kiwanis, Rotary. And then in addition, you know, with the loss of the resources of the lack of carnival funds, the realtors of Port Townsend have really stepped up in a big way too. Coldwell Banker Best Homes is sponsoring the Grand Parade with a number of their agents, Holly Carlson, Carol Wise, Cole Blasucci, as well as Abby Little of Bell Tower Brokers, a new brokerage in town, is sponsored the Dream the Kitty Parade. And Nicole Blasucci of Best Homes is sponsoring the Pet Parade. Christina Jennings is sponsoring of Best Homes as well, is sponsoring the Trike Races. And Amanda Stewart of Windermere, and also former Rhody Queen of 1993, is sponsoring the Fed Races.
When I introduced this interview, I made mention of making a stronger community, a more resilient community. I'm wondering in your minds how Rhody accomplishes that.
It brings everyone out to greet each other on a entertainment, I guess a level of entertainment. It brings everyone together where they all can enjoy something uniformly without it being divisive or dividing, I should say. It's just a good open arena to bring everyone out to meet each other and enjoy something together in harmony with each other.
How about you, Mary?
I found that over the years, Rhody Festival gives an opportunity for family and friends to have reunions every year. I mean, it's just historically that they all attend the weekly events, and then they have the after barbecues and all the rest of it. Kids come home, back home during Rhody week. It's just a big reunion.
And when you talk about resiliency, Phil, I think about the ability to continue. And I think that because COVID has taught me that resiliency is really what the answer is to a lot of things, and particularly in bringing people to our community to see our lovely place that we live, getting people out of their homes and interacting with each other. I think that Rhody helps to keep all that going. It gives us a sense of place and a sense of belonging that you can't always get anywhere else. And I think the festival helps promote that.
Lena, you're last, but not least.
Rhodey is not interest specific. We have a lot of festivals in Port Townsend, and they're very specific. Wooden Boat, the film festival, Centrum. But Rhodey is really specific to the town and to Jefferson County. It's not for tourists. It's not for anybody else, but the residents who live here, both past and present.
Lena's good words conclude Attention, Please, for this afternoon and this week. My thanks to Lena Amerson, Mary Baker Crozier, Melanie Bozak, and Wyatt Ransom. And especially to Lena, who went away to college, lived elsewhere for several years, and probably thought she would never come home, but she did, and now she's helping to make Rhodey happen once again. Attention, Please is aired at noon and 5 on Mondays and at noon on Saturdays. In addition, it is posted on the podcast page at kptz.org. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to put out your chair on Friday night if you want a curbside seat for the grand parade. But before you hustle out to your garage to find those chairs for curbside, take a moment and listen to Harry Richmond's 1932 recording of Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's I Love a Parade. I'm Phil Andrus.
I'd walk every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. Love a parade, a handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade, for I love a parade. Look, here they come, oh, what a sight. Listen to the crowd, they're cheering, hip, hip, hooray. Oh, everybody loves a parade, and look at those feet, bam, 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 never missing a beat. And here comes the band. They'll be here soon. Listen to what they're playing. Sue the stars and stripes forever. Oh, boy, that's what I call a tune. And look at that drum major. Watch him with that stick. I'll make a wager he doesn't miss a trick. The captain is yelling. It's the command. They're going to drill. Here's where I get a thrill. Oh, pardon me, mister. Excuse me, lady. Oh, quit shoving. Well, say, who do you think you are? Oh, yeah? Thanks. Get out of the way, you mug. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Lou. I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat. The blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat. A bright uniform, the sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I tell it the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade.